Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, before we get to Mike Tomlin's news conference, top of the hour, here's an interesting little text. Someone saying, I'm hating on Tomlin. Been saying this for years, they said. Actually, when Tomlin does well, I've been more than complimentary of him, including this year. I just think winning playoff games is like sort of the bottom line, and he hasn't come close to winning one in 7 years. He's butchered two of the last four games. This season's not over. The comment he made last week about how everybody thinks his number two receiver or beyond that are bad and they're really good was ridiculous and too early. Let's see how it plays out here. But if the statement is Mike Tomlin doesn't really win big games anymore, you're going to refute that? Hasn't come close to winning a playoff game in 7 years, has three playoff wins in 13 years. And again, I spoke of that as sort of an inconvenient truth when it's juxtaposed with the Hard Knocks. We all love Mike Tomlin. He is, in many ways, a lovable figure. He's a compelling figure. He's the star of that show, easily. His players love him. They have great stories about him. The inconvenient part is he doesn't win the biggest games anymore, which are playoff games. Let's see how this season plays out. I love the fact that he had the guts to make the Russell Wilson call this year. The Lone Ranger call was awesome, and he was right. But then do we just forget, or did we ever know, national media, that he was the one mostly responsible for butchering the quarterback situation and the offense for the last few years? That we carved out 2 years of Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, and Minka to watch Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada, and that Mike Tomlin is the guy that is responsible for both of those guys? Like, does this outweigh that? I guess it will if they win, if they actually are competitive for once in a playoff game. But there's just some very, and I'll say it again, some very inconvenient facts about Mike Tomlin in recent years. The inconvenient truth. Yes, he's the star of Hard Knocks. The other guys look like dolts compared to him on the screen. The other three coaches in the AFC North. Very inconveniently, all three have won playoff games way more recently than him. You know, it's just, it's sort of complicated. I just don't ascribe to, oh my God, he's one of the greatest coaches who ever lived. It's obvious on Hard Knocks. It's obvious with what he does with his teams. He hasn't even come anywhere close to winning a playoff game in 7 years. He's doing a good job this year. The season's not over yet, though. That's the thing. Maybe it'll turn into a great job and easily coach of the year. It could still. Or maybe they fall flat like they have in other years under Tomlin and collapse down the stretch. And if they don't win the AFC North, that's a collapse. They had a big enough lead where they needed to lock it up here. Instead, they lose at Cleveland in a horrible, horrible loss. Anyway, let's hit the lines for one more.
Here is Pete in the South Hills.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking the call, man. It's actually a more difficult question for me in regards to if I would play Pickens or TJ. My thoughts were if they are getting close, if they're kind of on the precipice of being fully healthy, I would start them Saturday just so we could lock up the division. I always hate when the Steelers have to rely on X, Y, and Z to either make the playoffs or win the division in week 17 or week 18. I feel like that's something that we've constantly done for years.
But do you agree with me? Here's the thing. Like, we can talk percentages, what I put them on the field. If the doctors tell you that, listen, man, in any other game, in a normal game, I would not put them out there because you're risking further injury. If it were a playoff game, I would. If your doctors are telling you that, you're telling me you would put them out there for this Baltimore game if it was a playoff-only scenario?
If it was a playoff-only scenario and the doctors did not clear them, then they don't have a choice to play or not, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, there's a very fine line between getting cleared and risking further injury. I mean, surely getting cleared against Arizona in November might be a different scenario than getting cleared to play the Bills in the first round of the playoffs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's why I don't think it's such an easy question because
me neither.
When you look, if I had to choose, because I do think, depending on what Tomlin says about TJ Watt's injury, I think Pickens is a little bit more serious because we didn't even realize he was hurt, until what, 2 days before we saw what happened to TJ, but thankfully he was able to walk off yesterday and everything seemed like a rolled ankle, which you never know what that's going to be like. But I feel like with the wins and losses, the big difference is with TJ Watt, our team is considerably better defensively, even if TJ's at, say, 75 or 80%.
Yeah.
And I'd rather play a Steelers home playoff game than potentially having to go to Baltimore or potentially having to go to, Houston.
Me too, of course. But I'd rather be healthy than be at home. And I appreciate the call. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. But they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Call to win a pair of tickets to see Floyd Nation at the Palace Theater on January 9th, Floyd Nation's Wish We Were There tour celebrates the 50th anniversary. Shouldn't it be Wish We Were Here tour? Isn't that the name? I don't know. Wish We Were There tour celebrates the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd's iconic album with an album-inspired set list. The fan hotline, perhaps there's issues there with claiming that title. Yes, Limits? There
no,
could
that's,
be.
That's the name of it. That's the name of the tour.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Which maybe is interesting
maybe
enough.
Maybe there's issues there. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.